purify the astral body through starving it of external stimulation, and thus you enter into the holy ground of pure desire, the desire to return to your true source. Repressive nature, frozen. When repressive natures come across a gap in their awareness, the fear inside them causes them to freeze up. This freezing can manifest in many ways. Physically, as a complete lack of energy, emotionally, as depression, and mentally, as a narrow-minded and guarded perception of reality. The secret to all addiction lies in how we respond to these gaps in the functioning of our awareness. The danger of addiction is that we seal our fate in these precious moments without realizing we are doing it. At the shadow frequency, we simply do not allow ourselves to experience the void that precedes a shift in awareness. The repressive nature shrinks from feeling that empty state of silence. If we were to face such times in our lives without either shrinking or reacting, something truly amazing would seed itself in us. Reactive nature, anxious. The reactive side of the 24th shadow, like the repressive side, is unwilling to fully experience their feelings of emptiness. This feeling of emptiness occurs to all human beings at different times in their lives. The gaps that open up before us can throw us into panic. If we react actively instead of passively, we do so out of anxiety. In order to escape the feeling of falling into a bottomless pit, we translate our fear into activity, and that activity obscures the potential magic that could have occurred inside us. Essentially, there are two kinds of addicts. There are those who numb themselves, the repressed nature, and those who stimulate themselves, the reactive nature. The reactive nature is more typically a workaholic or gambling type, as opposed to the repressive nature, which might exhibit an alcoholic type of addiction. These people who cannot sit still, but are flooded with the anxiety that comes from avoiding the powerful and absolutely natural chemical process that is taking place inside them. The 24th gift, invention. Resting in the gap. In discussing the 24th shadow, we have examined the idea of being caught in a set of addictive behavioral patterns whose very nature conceals those patterns. Added to this, we have seen that such addictions can mutate into different patterns if the individual recognizes a gap between the repeating neurological pathways. Lasting from as little as a second to a week or more, these gaps actually occur spontaneously to everyone. Such gaps can allow an entire gestalt shift to take place in your life, and they can feel very destabilizing if you do not surrender fully to them. Your response to them determines whether they become bridges to another level of awareness, or you simply fall back into your familiar ways of thinking and acting. In the case of the 24th gift, the gap in awareness is fully embraced and therefore reveals its magic. People with this gift either catch themselves avoiding the gap or fully recognize such moments when they arrive. Either way, they do not cower before the fear that precedes these moments, and thus they discover that these gaps in awareness are not frightening at all. So what happens in the gap when you do embrace it? The answer is absolutely anything. The 24th gift is truly magical and contains the secret to genius. Genius is far more than lateral thinking. It is the ability to make quantum leaps. For example, the difference between a very good tennis player and a truly great tennis player is to be found in the 24th gift. The great player follows no set patterns that their opponent can break down, counteract, and defeat. They will throw in shots that are totally unexpected and come at the most intense moments. This is the gift of invention, of bringing new things into the world. The 24th gift is a birth canal for originality and surprises itself as much as others. The brain can be loosely divided into grey matter and white matter, the former being largely involved in the processing of information, and the latter in communicating that information. The 24th gift involves the mysterious processes that take place within the deep grey areas of the brain, and this gift seems to act as some kind of neural trigger that allows original thinking to emerge from these areas. The human act of pondering might be an apt description for what occurs through this gift. As you ponder a subject, you first travel familiar neurological pathways around that subject until you arrive at one of those magical gaps. The moment you hit a gap, it is as though you change neurological gear and suddenly a new, more efficient network of synapses opens up in your brain. This allows you to suddenly see things in a totally new light. Ironically, as your brain becomes more efficient, you may well use less of it rather than more. If you can simplify the amount of neural firing in your brain, then ideas and insights may actually become sharper and clearer. The great joke may well be that the smaller the percentage of the brain you use, the more intelligent you become. One of the best ways of exploring the gaps is through the art of contemplation. Contemplation on the mysteries of life and death, on the nature of change and suffering, can lead you into sudden heightened states of awareness. To contemplate is to surrender yourself into the great mystery until it suddenly and unexpectedly reveals itself to you through a process of deep insight. Whether you can communicate your insight successfully is a matter for the 23rd gift, which, like the 24th gift, is a part of the genetic family known as the Ring of Life and Death. The Ring of Life and Death is a complex genetic codon group governing the many processes that bring human beings in and out of form. One of its major symbols is the wheel. It speaks of the mechanical processes that connect the wheeling of the constellations and galaxies to the rotation of the atomic structures deep within our bodies. It is all about those gaps between the cycles, the intervals between lives, the spaces between atoms, the silence between notes. Magic and mutation occur within those gaps. In human beings, this codon allows you to make quantum leaps in terms of the evolution of your awareness. The 24th gift is the heart of the human creative process. The secret of the 24th gift is really one of the secrets of creativity itself. It is, in fact, an acoustic field involving the raising of vibrational frequency through your genetics. Each time you hit one of these magical gaps, you have the opportunity to either shift up an octave in frequency or remain in the same loop. One of the truths about addiction is that it can be used creatively to elevate your frequency. Invention is really creative addiction. You simply experience a spontaneous rising of the frequency of the mind's tendency to think in circles. Addiction thinks in circles, whereas invention thinks in spirals. All the great insights that have driven human evolution from the arts to the sciences have come across the bridge of the 24th gift. Only one who is willing to face their own ignorance can cross this bridge. It begins with your willingness to admit that you do not know and that you may never know. This inner honesty creates the environment for invention to occur, even though when it may occur cannot be predicted. It usually occurs when you are at rest, manifesting the gap in some external way yourself, sitting silently, sleeping, dreaming, or simply doing nothing at all. The 24th Siddhi. Silence. Exiting the wheel. The 24th Siddhi is a challenging Siddhi to write about, because how do you describe silence? Obviously, you cannot. What you can do is consider the manifestations of this city and build a context around it. Thus far, we have looked at the nature of addiction and how it can be elevated or transformed into creative invention. We have discussed the way that the brain follows patterns and how these patterns can mutate into newer, more efficient, and more original patterns. When we come to the civic level, we really have to put away the mind altogether. Silence is the natural background state of all human awareness, and silence can only occur when thinking ceases entirely. Over the centuries, human beings have tried all manner of techniques to stop the mind from thinking. Thinking can, in fact, be masked by certain techniques, but that temporary quietness is not the same as the pure silence of the 24th city. The silence of the 24th city is a silence that descends on you, even though it already lives inside you. It occurs as a result of the shift in the inner geography of human awareness. True silence reigns when the mechanism controlling your awareness moves from your head down into your solar plexus. You cannot say that silence is experienced because silence invokes the paradox of there no longer being an experiencer to have an experience. Silence negates everything, fusing together both subject and object. For awareness to shift in this way, some kind of physical mutation has to occur within the human body. Certain chemicals must be created by the endocrine system that prevent the process of normal acoustic thinking. You no longer think, but are thought by life. This is not something that can be described. At the civic level, there is no longer thinking, but there is both knowing and not knowing simultaneously. Not knowing is there when awareness is at rest, and knowing is there when awareness engages in some form of communication with the outside world. Both expressions really amount to the same thing. When the mind ceases to think, then all addictive behavior also ceases. The ultimate addiction of believing yourself to be separate from life is eradicated. In this sense, silence does not necessarily denote physical silence. The silence of this city is an internal silence that is permanently engaged. Just as addiction can be transformed through natural gaps in the functioning of awareness, so the civic state exponentially expands this gap. Awareness itself is shown to be a veil that obscures the true nature of these gaps, which are really windows into the nature of pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is silence or emptiness. It is represented temporally as the time before the beginning of the world. Only true inner silence can bring an end to the maya or illusion of your separateness. It is this silence that lies between and behind the activity of your thoughts that systems of meditation attempt to induce. The 24th city has other surprises too. The ancient Chinese sages named this 24th hexagram of the I Ching Returning, a name with many interpretations and implications. We have already seen how the constantly revolving nature of this gene key is played out. It is rather like watching a film reel going round and round over the same series of frames until, at the gift level, a new set of frames is spliced in before the revolution continues. The circular movement of life returns to the gap of silence, that magical place where evolution and mutation occur. This is the silence between the words of life, or the gaps between the atoms that we have already mentioned, the so-called elusive dark matter of modern physics. In terms of human destiny, our sages have ever sought to explain this returning movement at a metaphysical level, and it has given rise to many of the great mystical theories, two of the most enduring being that of karma and reincarnation. Of particular relevance to this city is the entire doctrine of reincarnation. The sages have long spoken of the greater destiny of the human soul as it incarnates into the world of form, lives out its karmic cycle, and then reincarnates again and again until such time as it transcends form altogether. It is as though human beings have a kind of cosmic addiction to form itself, and until this addiction is broken, once and for all, humanity can never be truly free. At this final stage in which the connection with material form is ruptured, the soul is said to become enlightened and returns to the ocean of being, or Godhead. It is easy to see how such doctrines have emerged from the way in which the human mind interprets life through this 24th gene key. In the postmodern age, the West has picked up this primarily Oriental idea of reincarnation and adopted it as a mainstream New Age dogma. Most of the better-known contemporary teachers and gurus speak openly about the fact of reincarnation. Indeed, it is discussed in some considerable depth through the 22nd gene key. However, as the 24th Siddhi bears witness, reincarnation is simply one interpretation of a much simpler truth, and from the point of view of this Siddhi, at least, it is nothing but an illusion. Despite what the teachers may say, most people like the idea of reincarnation because it gives them the sense that there is something about themselves they can hang on to after death. It gives us a sense of continuity and justice underlying all creation. From the point of view of the 24th Siddhi, however, reincarnation is simply another human concept born out of the language of the Maya itself. This theme is explored in some depth in the 44th Siddhi, which is the programming partner of this 24th Siddhi. Both these Siddhis strip the human story down to its purest and simplest form, in which human beings are viewed quite coolly as simply genetic equipment for consciousness to play in. When one piece of equipment dies, it is gone, but it played a part in writing a great transcendent script. Even though the equipment has died, the play must go on, as the saying goes. Therefore, what appears to keep returning to the world of form actually never leaves. Bodies are born and die, and their specific awareness functioning dies with them. But the overall consciousness beneath continues. It is silent, undying, intangible, and beyond form. Thus, when you identify with or remember a past life or even a future life, you are simply reading the information within your fractal line. It is contained within your blood, but no aspect of me survives death except the silence of consciousness itself. How can there be anything other than silence when true silence negates awareness? There is indeed relative truth within the concept of reincarnation and its culmination in enlightenment. However, the whole attempt to identify with continuity of awareness is a watered-down truth. The only thing that really reincarnates is silence itself. In the 22nd gene key, you can hear all about reincarnation, the gradual enlightenment of the various subtle bodies as they incarnate into form, move through the bardo states in between lives and then return again. You can also learn about the causal body, that subtle layer of your being that survives death to carry the essence of your evolution on into the next life. But the causal body is seen as an illusion at a certain point in the process, and as it dissolves or shatters, so your enlightenment dawns. At this point, reincarnation ends as you find that gap in the great wheel and exit the whole drama permanently. All these wonderful descriptions are in fact part of the script of our celestial drama, and their real purpose is to help settle your mind and give it a sense of logical continuity. Nevertheless, stay cognizant of the nature of the vast paradox that hits you at the Siddhic level. All such descriptions are essentially devices within the Maya that may or may not help you to relax within the Maya. The key is always to relax, because only as you relax can you find the magic gaps and experience the truth directly, not through your mind, but through your innermost being. Within the flowing story of the Gene Keys, the 24th Siddhi is the great trigger for the enlightenment experience. At a certain point in the evolution of every genetic and karmic fractal line, a certain piece of genetic equipment comes into the world that represents the culmination of that line, and as it explodes into its full blossoming, it brings an end to a whole mythic aspect of the human story. As more and more of these people are born, the overall story of humanity will slowly come to an end. When all the stories have been told, all that will remain will be the silence that was there all along, in those magical gaps between the atoms, the notes, the words, and the lives of all human beings. 25th Gene Key. The Myth of the Sacred Wound. Programming Partner, 46th Gene Key. Codon Ring, The Ring of Humanity. 10, 17, 21, 25, 38, 51. Physiology, heart. Amino acid, arginine. The 25th Shadow. Constriction. Constriction training. If there is a single gene key among the 64 gene keys that captures the essence of the entire work, it is this 25th gene key. Here lies the secret that men and women have always sought, the secret of love. Here too lies the foil of love, the 25th shadow of constriction. Constriction exists wherever love is absent, and it is the underlying source of all human suffering. It is self-perpetuating because to constrict life in yourself or in another is to welcome more suffering into your life. The shadow of constriction operates at all levels of society. In the individual, constriction occurs first and foremost in your breathing. It creates tightness around the chest and compresses tension into the abdomen. Most of us enter constriction training at a very young age. We learn it through the breathing patterns of our parents, even while we are still in the womb. It is even there at the point of conception, passed subtly from the sperm to the egg as a code containing the genetic blueprints of the constriction felt by your ancestors as they struggled from their births to their deaths. Here in the 25th shadow, we find the basis for the myth of the sacred wound, the source of all human suffering, and a transgenetic anomaly, literally wound around the helix of all human DNA. The 25th shadow is the great turbine of human seeking. Everywhere you go, you carry this constriction with you. If you tune into your body, you will sense it deep inside you, and your response or reaction to the discomfort it brings defines the shape of your life. If you recoil from the pain, you will live a life of denial and distraction, a half-life lost in the pale shadowlands of mediocrity. The harder you choke down the pain inside, the tighter it engulfs you. If, however, you have the courage to honor and listen to the wound within, everything will change for you. You will discover that if something is wound around you, constricting you, it must have a purpose, and that purpose is to unwind. Thus, as you face your pain through the gift of acceptance, the wound begins to unwind, and another higher destiny opens before you. Constriction is also found in our communities, through our need for laws, territory, barbed wire fences, passports, and money. Above all, perhaps, are the massive constrictions we unconsciously place upon ourselves through our measuring of time. Our total dependence on time creates an enormous energy field of tension and pressure on a global level. The other great agent of the 25th shadow is the human mind. Almost all systems of thought create more constriction inside you, with the exception of those that lead you into deeper acceptance of your true nature. Just as the 25th gift opens avenues at all levels of creation, the 25th shadow closes them down. The programming partner of the 25th shadow is the 46th shadow of seriousness, which teaches you that the tighter you hold on to anything, whether an opinion, a person, or an object, the more constricting it becomes for you. The 25th shadow distorts the universal love of the city into the lust for matter. This manifests as obsession with materialism, the most obvious direction for the flow of constricted fear to take. The urge to allay the fear becomes the need to reduce the universe to objects and to hold on to them as tightly as possible. Anyone who clings to the objects around them is deeply under the influence of the 25th shadow. This can also apply to relationships. In relationships, this human tendency to try to hold on to others as physical anchors distorts and restricts the natural flow of love between people. Love grows through freedom and dies through constriction. It is very important that you understand the 25th shadow, because it represents the beginning of your journey into form. To be alive in a physical body can be experienced as the ultimate constriction, especially if your reality is rooted in fear. Fear is the byproduct of all low-frequency energy fields. Constriction is the physical manifestation of fear at an individual and universal level. Moreover, fear creates a very effective biofeedback loop that ensures its own survival. It's really very clever when you think about it. Fear is afraid of itself, which ensures that it never accepts itself, which ensures that it always survives. There are different kinds of fear as well. There is the fear that is hot-wired into all physical creatures, the genetic fear that ensures our survival as individuals and groups or tribes. Then there are the more pervasive manifestations of fear, the fear of war or chaos or cataclysm, which exists at a collective level within the human unconscious. The deepest fear of all is the fear of not existing, the fear of death on the individual level, or the fear of extinction on the collective level. Such fears form the general backdrop awareness field of our planet. Then we come to pure fear, which does not even have a target. Pure fear is simply a collective thought form that hangs like a grey fog across our world. This is the 25th shadow, a wound beyond understanding, an endless chasm leading downward, a vast constricting pressure choking the life out of you, and yet, ultimately, nothing more than pure illusion. This shadow has a divine purpose. It holds a great design within it and ever draws you on toward your inevitable destiny in the 25th city. To really grasp what the 25th shadow is, you have to see how radical the 25th city is at the other end of the spectrum. It advocates a life without boundaries or constrictions of any kind. The process of entering into the sacred wound is therefore a process of unraveling and unwinding the karmic knots and cords that come with our lives and our relationships. As we learn to face our wounds, so our journey gradually becomes clearer and easier. This is the epitome of the journey through the 25th gene key, the path from fear to love. Repressive nature. Ignorant. The 25th shadow teaches us something profound about the nature of ignorance. In reality, it is a form of repression. All repressive natures essentially use their energy to maintain a state of ignorance. Ignorance in this context refers to the inability to look at your own pain. The deeper your personal wound is held captive inside you, the more your higher faculties shut down. Ignorance is not bliss. Ignorance is misery, but it doesn't recognize this unless something momentous happens. Because of the pervasiveness of the shadow frequency, ignorance is still one of the greatest diseases in our world. It takes a massive collective effort to constrict the life force wanting to burst from our bodies. The moment something triggers the letting go of your pain, There is a flood of release and relief around your heart as the shadow of constriction is weakened. Whether you repress this pain again after the event is another matter entirely. Reactive nature, cold. Just as the repressive nature is unable to own the depth of the sacred wound within, the reactive nature is unwilling to own it. These people express their pain through projection. Thus, they are cut off from their hearts in a different way. The repressive nature does not know how it feels, whereas the reactive nature hates how it feels. It expresses that hatred by being cold-hearted. As we repeatedly see through the 64 shadows, all reactive natures express fear through anger. So these people take out their pain on the world, especially on those closest to them. In effect, it is impossible for anyone to come very close to these people. Their volatile nature quickly pushes away any form of genuine warmth because it reminds them of their own pain. As with all reactive natures, this often leads to abusive or very short-lived relationships. The 25th gift, acceptance. Accepting love. Here, in the 25th gift, we arrive at one of the greatest and most powerful of all human gifts, the gift of acceptance. Because this 25th gift represents the portal to the true nature of the universe as love, it has incredible relevance for all human beings. The flowering of love follows the burgeoning of acceptance. Acceptance is based on taking the soft approach to life, as the 25th gift's programming partner, the 46th gift of delight, testifies. The path of love is the path of acceptance, which is not a technique, but more of a seeing. In order to accept something about yourself, and especially something uncomfortable, it first must be recognized. This kind of acceptance takes place when you build up the courage to look into your own shadow. In the 25th shadow, we saw how fear creates its own biofeedback loop, which maintains this constriction of the life force inside you. The only way of breaking this loop is to have the courage to simply feel the fear. As soon as you reduce fear down to its essentials, that is, a physical sensation deeply entrenched within the chemistry of your body, you discover the great secret of acceptance. You no longer need to be afraid of fear. Fear is the very vibration of the sacred wound, which at a deeper level makes it holy ground. In allowing yourself to experience the true constriction of this primal wound, you begin to feel a subtle softening around your chest, and slowly, almost imperceptibly, your breathing deepens. This softening process of accepting whatever you feel at any given moment builds its own momentum in your life, and after a period of time, you will really feel different. You are moving out of the lower frequency fields of the victim consciousness and experiencing more of life itself. As the constriction of the 25th shadow loosens its hold, you also access far more energy and optimism. Optimism is not the opposite of pessimism, but its true underlying nature when freed from constriction. The state of acceptance is akin to spiritual springtime. Everything seems possible again, as everything in your life begins to flow more freely and easily. This will manifest outside you as universal synchronicity is activated through the 25th gift. However, even at the gift level of frequency, suffering still exists, and it keeps returning to test your level of acceptance. There are many layers of frequency bands between the shadow, gift, and Siddhi levels. Over time, your acceptance deepens even further, until you finally let go of your need to escape the wound altogether. At this heightened stage, your acceptance becomes complete, and you spontaneously make the leap to the Siddhic level. It is important to understand that this is all a process, but there is no real technique to it, even though it may begin with technique. Any attempt at trying to accept your nature only reveals a further level of subtle unacceptance. What you are really accepting, therefore, is your own utter helplessness. If you have the gift of acceptance in your hologenetic profile, or feel a strong connection to it, you will probably be the kind of person who feels like you belong everywhere. You will likely not judge others in the same way that most people do. Acceptance is not something you can easily learn. It is often something you are born with, and the more accepting you are, the more life will tend to test you. You will quite possibly undergo challenges to test and deepen your sense of innocence and trust. The 25th gift makes it difficult to hold a grudge or worry too much about life. You will walk through life with an air of another world about you, while at the same time being deeply grounded and open to others. In a nutshell, you carry the seed of love. The 25th gene key is the master key within the genetic codon group known as the Ring of Humanity. The 25th gene key is the core of your humanity. It is the irritation inside the oyster that eventually causes the formation of the pearl, and the pearl is acceptance. Acceptance is the grail that you are seeking. When you can finally accept everything in your life, just as it is right now, you will have embraced the human wound. Acceptance comes in layers, layers upon layers, just like the tightly wound genetic double helix itself. You have to relax these layers deep inside you so that you can feel the flow of love once more moving within your being. The more you can accept yourself and others, the more love will bloom in your life. It is as beautiful and as simple as that. The 25th Siddhi, Universal Love, The Rose and the Chalice. The 25th Siddhi is a special Siddhi, whether it happens to be within your hologenetic profile or not. Every gene key exists inside each of us, and the 25th gene key is the primary archetype of love. Behind the mystery of the 25th gift lies the mystery of suffering, and as we have seen through the 25th shadow, it is a theme integral to the evolution of human consciousness. This connection to human suffering brings the 25th gene key into close relationship with the 22nd gene key, by whose grace deep acceptance and love may be found. The sacred wound only reveals its true purpose through the 25th Siddhi of universal love. Within the 64 Siddhis, there are many other variations of love, and in fact every Siddhi is a fractal aspect of universal love. Examples are the ecstatic sensual love of the 46th Siddhi, the devotional heart love of the 29th Siddhi, the intoxication of the 56th Siddhi, and the compassion of the 36th Siddhi. The 25th Siddhi is love itself as the source of all, and in this sense it can be called universal love. In all cultures, this love is represented through the great myths, and in many of these myths it is symbolized by the sacred symbol of blood. The symbol of blood has many meanings and levels. It represents the conduit for the sacred wound itself, the blood that passes from human to human down the ages and that contains the codes for our ultimate healing. On a more universal level, it symbolizes consciousness, that which moves through and behind all forms, knitting them together into a great cosmic pattern. Perhaps the best known of all myths concerning blood is the myth of Christ, whose blood is said to have been shed for all humanity. There is a deep secret concealed in this myth. The sacred wound that hides within each human being can be understood at the three main levels of consciousness. At the shadow frequency, the wound maintains human suffering. At the gift frequency, the wound provokes humanity to evolve. And at the siddhic frequency, the wound reveals humanity's true nature as an expression of universal love. Only at the siddhic level of consciousness can you understand the true meaning of the blood of Christ. When your frequency is lifted up to the siddhic level, everything takes on a cosmic dimension, and you have no choice but to take into yourself the sufferings of all beings. In terms of our genetics, the blood of Christ represents the absolute acceptance of the suffering of all men and women from the beginning of time, all of which is encoded in the human genome. This is why it is said that a being at the highest frequency takes on the sins, the suffering, of humanity, whether they are termed a Christ or a Bodhisattva. This is the only way to attain the highest state of universal love. At the gift level of frequency, you begin to take responsibility for your own suffering. As your experience of suffering deepens, it is experienced as unending, and you begin to transform the ancestral wounds of those who have come before you. The deeper you move into acceptance, the more you have to open your heart to human pain, and the more pain you transform, the more love you feel. At a certain level, the process loses its personal flavor and takes on a universal dimension. At the level of the 25th Siddhi, a permanent leap is made whereby everything becomes acceptance and the rose of universal love blooms. This is the true beauty and purpose of all suffering. There is another mystery surrounding the symbol of blood, symbolized by the vessel that holds the blood. This vessel has been given a variety of names in many cultures. Sometimes it is seen as a cauldron or vial containing an elixir, and other times simply a cup or chalice. In the Grail legends, it is said that whomever drinks from the cup of Christ will live forever, and if the king drinks from it, the land will be restored. The 25th Siddhi is the ultimate grail of all seekers. That which we seek is our original nature, and it lies within us, hiding within our shadows and wounds. Everyone in your life is part of your own wound and the healing of that wound. Through gracious acceptance, you will begin to feel the extent of the pain that lies within and all about you. You need never be afraid of this pain, as it is the direct and only route leading to the heart of your heart. We can all take heart from this greatest of truths. The other truth that emerges from this 25th gene key is the resolution of an old mystical chestnut about seeking. It is said that the greatest obstacle to realization is the seeking of it. All spiritual paths begin with the urge to bring an end to personal suffering. It is your unacceptance of suffering that makes you seek, and as you seek, you eventually realize that your seeking is based on the urge to avoid your wound. This revelation gives rise to the quantum leap to the Siddhic level of consciousness. Thus it is said that only when all hope of finding the Grail is lost can the Grail finally be found. Those beings who have attained realization through this 25th Siddhi become, in some form, legends. Their lives follow a familiar mythical pattern. They are people whose lives reflect the grappling with their wound, whether that is the wound of duality transcended by the Buddha, or the wound of Christ hanging on the cross. They take paths that others have never travelled, and in doing so they take into themselves the suffering of the world. The aura of such a person shines like a light down the centuries, and is felt within the bloodlines of all future generations. Every time someone attains the 25th Siddhi, a great genetic constriction is removed throughout humanity. The love emanating within such people has an otherworldly quality. This is not human love as we know it, but universal love. The bodies of these people have undergone a radical transformation in order to be the receiver or chalice for pure consciousness, the uncontaminated blood of the universe. 26th Gene Key. Sacred Tricksters. Programming Partner, 45th Gene Key. Codon Ring, the Ring of Light. 5, 9, 11, 26. Physiology, thymus gland. Amino acid, threonine. The 26th shadow, pride. Wielding the will. Deep within the substructure of your physical body lies a set of four chemical codes whose ultimate role is to determine how your body captures, stores, and transmutes light waves into energy. This chemical family, which includes the 5th, 9th, 11th, and 26th gene keys, is collectively known as the ring of light, and in genetics it codes for the amino acid threonine. Depending on the frequency of light you allow to enter your DNA, different biochemical processes are initiated, affected, and/or prevented inside your body by means of these codes. It is already well known scientifically how the ultraviolet frequencies within sunlight catalyze your body to produce vitamin D, a vital component of your physical health. Light contains many such catalytic codes within its spectrum that determine not just physical health, but also emotional, mental, and ultimately spiritual well-being. The central message of the Gene Keys revelation concerns the power that you as a human being wield to consciously and unconsciously raise or lower the frequency of light entering your body, thereby altering your reality through the medium of your DNA. At the lower frequencies, those frequencies governed by fear, your DNA relays instructions throughout your body that are based upon individual survival. This very narrow set of parameters is the primary paradigm ruling our planet today. The 26th gene key is unique within the threonine group because it has to do with utilizing light waves via the medium of the individual will. In other words, through your willpower, you can bend light and turn it to your advantage. This gene key, therefore, has a great deal to do with the correct and harmonious use of will. There is a huge conditioning field on this planet telling you that nothing will ever come to you in life unless you reach out and grab it. At the shadow frequency, you allow your unconscious fear to make you distrust the natural and easy flow of life. Out of this fear, you try to control life by pitting your individual will against the whole, and so the 26th shadow of pride begins to rule your life. The power of will is actually a magical power. It is quite literally your ability to harness the power of light and project it through your body as action, thought, and words. It is the key to manifesting dreams on the material plane. If you have enough willpower, you can achieve almost anything. This is the language of the 26th shadow, and it is important to remember that there is nothing wrong with this belief. It is a vital stepping stone to a far higher frequency. However, there are two types of will. There is your will, which, as we shall see, is an illusion, and then there is thy will, which we will look at when we examine the higher frequencies of this 26th gene key. Your will is the foundation of human pride. It is the belief that you, as an individual, can control the forces of nature and come out on top. Nowhere in our society is this shadow of willful pride more dominant than in the sphere of business. All modern business is built on this rationale of individual willpower. If you are driven by the 26th shadow, then you, like many others, use your willpower for the sake of personal gain and recognition. In business, this means that to climb to the top, you must consciously or unconsciously push others down. The word most commonly used to describe the energy and effect of the 26th shadow is the word ego. In spiritual circles, the ego is widely regarded as the archenemy of the higher self, but when we come to explore it through the 26th gift, we will learn that it has a higher purpose. When you allow yourself to be governed by fear, you are giving instructions to your DNA to try to establish and maintain control over others or your environment by means of your ego. In doing so, you effectively cut yourself off from those others as well as from your environment. At the shadow frequency, This is the only way you can see to create success and security for yourself in life, so the 26th gene key tells you to get on the ladder of competitiveness just like everyone else around you. In the modern world, hierarchy, competitiveness, and ego are considered normal and even healthy. Unfortunately, the current definition of health on this planet is based on a very narrow set of criteria. Real health is only found when your inner being is completely at ease with life's inherent uncertainty. The 26th gene key has a strong link to the function of the thymus gland, which is vital to your immune system. Societal conditioning tells you that if you really want something badly enough, you make it happen. If you base your life on this premise, the lower frequencies of the 26th shadow will gradually grind down your immune response, leading to increased stress and premature aging, not to mention a host of potential problems or diseases associated with the weakening of your immune system. If you try to force life to follow your will, you may well succeed in achieving your goals, but at what cost? By moving against nature, you deny yourself true happiness and replace it with an addiction to stress. You can identify the 26th shadow in a person because they simply cannot relax even for a single moment. If, however, you look deeply enough into the possibilities lying dormant within your DNA, you will find that other models for success and security exist, models that most people on this planet can scarcely entertain as realistic, so distant they seem from our modern reality. These higher models are waiting to be activated inside your DNA by the higher frequencies within the light spectrum. As we shall see at these higher frequencies, the 26th gene key reveals many hidden pathways within the quantum web that connects all beings through time and space. Within the ring of light, the 5th gene key allows you to synchronize your individual biorhythm into the wider cosmic pattern or grid, but it is the 26th gene key that finds all the shortcuts through the matrix. Such shortcuts or wormholes allow human beings operating at higher frequencies to break the normal laws of the material plane. However, at the shadow frequency, none of these shortcuts are available to you, and your only resource is to use brute force of will to get what you want. The philosophy of the 26th shadow is based on every man for himself, and in such a system, someone always loses. We can also see this reflected in the 45th gene key of dominance, which is the programming partner of the 26th gene key. As we have seen, the 26th shadow is about ego and pride. One of the underlying fears of this shadow is being perceived as powerless. It has much to do with projecting an image of success and confidence. The activation of this gene key at its lower frequencies leaves you craving security in your identity, and your natural reaction to this discomfort will be to seek that security by setting yourself above others through an act of will. Even deeper lies the core human fear of non-existence. In a great cosmic irony, the more solidly you become attached to a powerful sense of ego and identity in the world, the more profoundly this fear affects and undermines you. You look back on your life and consider how many people you must have subdued to get where you are now. The deepest sadness of all is that this 26th gene key contains such effortless magic, but it is effectively negated by the deep-seated and false belief that you cannot get anywhere in life except by sheer force of will. Repressive nature, manipulative. The 26th shadow can be really sneaky. When pride manifests through a repressive human nature, it becomes manipulation, but not in an obvious way. This is covert manipulation. These people manipulate others by putting them down or use guilt and shame as subtle weapons. Often these patterns are acted out unconsciously, which means that such people rarely feel accountable for their actions or the effects they have on others. The 26th shadow uses its natural cunning to make others feel bad or inferior, behavior patterns rooted in fear. Pride that is rooted in fear always leads to manipulation. It is a simple and lethal equation. Reactive nature, boastful. The more upfront version of pride is boastfulness. This is the pride that we all know so well as ego. All lower frequencies are inherently isolating. To boast is to try and draw attention to oneself, to render oneself more visible. When someone is boastful, they do not realize that their acts or words have the reverse effect of their intention. There are many ways of boasting, both conscious and unconscious. One of the most obvious is seen in displays of personal wealth, power, and property. While the higher frequencies of the 26th gene key naturally draw positive recognition, the 26th shadow and all its displays draw jealousy, resentment, or at worst, inspire greed. These people suppress great anger, and when it inevitably explodes, it manifests as the ugliest form of pride and creates a strong repulsion in others. The 26th gift, the gift of artfulness, heart marketing. When you get to the gift level of the 26th gene key, you learn a very great secret in life. You learn the difference between will and intention. At the lower frequency, the 26th shadow leads you to believe that you must exert huge willpower to attain your dreams in life. The problem here is that at the shadow frequency, you cannot possibly know what your dreams really are. Inside the coils of your DNA, your higher purpose lies concealed. You cannot force that purpose out into the world by sheer force of will. Your higher purpose can only manifest when you surrender your individual will to nature as a whole. This process of surrender begins with the understanding that your higher purpose is something you must tune into rather than impose upon the world. When you first come into contact with your higher purpose in life, you will most likely experience it inside as a subtle intention. The more you listen inwardly, the more deeply you will realize that this intention lies behind everything you do and say in life. Your attitude about this intention determines the success of its manifestation in the world. At the shadow frequency, you respond to this intention through your pride and thus distort its manifestation by trying to preempt and force it. At the gift frequency, your attitude invites a higher wave band of light into your DNA. This more refined frequency catalyzes new microprocesses inside your body. For one thing, your immune system becomes stronger and your general level of health improves considerably. When the 26th gift is activated, your thymus gland engages at a higher level and some curious things occur throughout your being. The first thing you may notice is that you begin to feel physically and emotionally warmer on the inside. The higher functioning of the thymus gland releases a soft vibration throughout your chest area that brings with it a wonderful feeling of open-heartedness and warmth. You may well wonder what it is that you are doing to activate these higher frequencies inside your body, and the answer is simple. You are listening to your intention. You are listening to the higher purpose inside you. Simply by listening in this way without needing to do anything, you begin to absorb a higher frequency of light. Over time, prolonged attunement to these frequencies results in a frame shift mutation within your DNA. This spontaneous change completely reorganizes the way in which your genetic code is translated, and another hidden code reveals itself for the first time in your life. It is this hidden code that corresponds to your higher purpose. Once it has been unlocked, your life will change irreversibly. The 26th gift celebrates your ego without self-judgment and in full awareness. When this gift awakens, you realize that there is absolutely nothing wrong with pride. Pride is simply a low-frequency word for the same energy that can be called artfulness. When you learn how to use pride creatively, it becomes something powerful and even beautiful. The 26th gift loves attention. It is designed to draw attention. This gift is about the love of self.